The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content. You just and much more.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right, now. So, oh my God. I've had one of them busy weeks. It's just been nonstop stuff going on. And, you know, and then you try to press a deadline in the midst of all of that. And when you got these deadlines and all this shit going on, a lot of times it's hard to be your authentic self. Okay? But that's not what this episode is called. This episode is called The Struggle. But it's real hard to be your authentic self when you're dealing with a lot of outside shit and you're trying to smile in the midst of it. You're trying to convince yourself that it's okay. It's okay. I understand. It's going to be all right. And sometimes this shit ain't all right. Sometimes it ain't going to get better. Sometimes it's not all right. Sometimes you have to say, you know what, that hurt. That hurt. You know, sometimes your whole body hurts. Sometimes you can look up and say, you know what, right now my whole life hurts. So let me tell you about the struggle. Because everybody's struggle is different. So I went through this metamorphosis and stages of, you know, I'm from the country. And in the country, you know, they're real religious and they pass on religious beliefs and they say, okay, it's better to marry than to burn. So you end up getting married young in the country or you leave for home, you know, and you don't ever want to go back. But when you come home, that's the ideal, is to marry and have babies and be somebody's wife. You don't even have a fucking identity of your own, you know. That's the struggle. But then you know, you go through life and you evolve or you wake up and then you're like, ooh, I don't like this no more. I want to know who I am. And for some people, country ass, they never wake up. They don't. And that's okay. Waking up ain't for everybody. Evolving is not for everybody. You know, hell, we wouldn't have never had the movie The Matrix if it was for everybody to wake the fuck up and come out of that realm. We know that that doesn't happen. It's not for everybody, okay? But when you do, and you're crossed and cut in between being caught up between The Matrix and reality, right? You're sitting there like, okay, do I want to be somebody's wife? Or do I just, I don't need to be married at all. How about I try marrying my damn self? There are people who are doing that stuff now. I used to think that shit was crazy. It you know, in the 3D world, it is. In the Matrix world, it's crazy. You're like, what are you doing? Why bother? But I get it. I'm struggling. This is the struggle to be married or be single. I mean, come on, it's huge. It is a huge debate. All the married people want to be single and getting divorced. They're unhappy. They not fucking. You know, the wife type, I don't feel like it. It's just a challenge to get him. I'll fool with him later. You might as well introduce your husband to his new bitch. Have you got that attitude? What in the hell? Single people be getting it in, living their best life. You know, the only thing is you're not on a motherfucker's insurance policy if he gets popped. I mean, it's something to really sit back and say, this is a struggle. This is something to honestly be debated. You know, let me debate this. Let me think about this now. Let me think. So, I've been giving it some thought. Do you want to one day be somebody's wife? Or you want to keep rocking out on this single tip? Because either way, you're good at both. Then you think, am I really good at that wife stuff? See, I'm not trying to put a damper or an ill finger on marriage. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around what I like and what I don't like and what I want in my future. See, because I'm seeing the future and I'm thinking, oh my God, if I get with this old man and something happened to him and I have to push him around in a wheelchair and change his diaper, I'm going to be devastated, totally devastated. Now, mind you, if I don't marry this old man and my broke ass didn't set up my retirements and my funds and all these other things in my life correctly, and I'm sitting there and now you're too old to sell pussy, what do you do? What do you do? It's a struggle. That's what it is. It's a struggle. So I was talking to my side dude. I don't have a main, but I have a side dude, right? I think that's just all he can be. And that's okay. I'm not even mad at him no more. You know, it's people can only fulfill, you know, a space in which what's in their capacity to do. You know, everybody don't have the capacity to be front and center in your life, and everybody don't have the capacity to dick you down for hours and just, you know, do all of that. Some people be like, look, this is all I got. You either want it or you don't. And it's okay to not want it. Like, shit, that's all you got, keep it. Next. You know, that's fine. I'm learning to accept things the way it are. And you know, it's the struggle. The way it's going to be, the way it is, it's okay. Be okay with it. You know, I was talking to this guy, and he was telling me how black people don't know how to date. And, you know, he really thinks, I said, so is there a class that they should give all black people on how to date, or you just got a problem with it? Yeah, I just got a problem with it because, you know, people don't know how to date. And people, I said, well, shit, last time I checked, somebody told me the dating pool was full of piss in the first place. I'm from the country. You know, we go and milk a cow or something like that. And my grandma would always check the milk. And she said, that milk got piss in it. Go back, start over, pour it out. It's piss in the milk. That's an old country saying. I don't think it's no piss in the milk. But anyway, the dating pool has pee in it. Literally. You know, you put all them people in the pool, somebody gonna piss in it. Think about it. However, and he was like, well, you know, it's just these ladies, they don't really want a man like me because he's giving himself as a sales pitch of high regard. And I just told him, you know, look, you ain't got to be in the pool in the first damn place. Keep your ass at home. Take a bath. He said, huh? You don't have to date. You don't have to be with nobody. You can be single in your house, wash your own ass in your tub or sink or whatever the hell. You ain't got to deal with nobody if you don't want to. So why complain about them not being what you want? Okay? He was like, the struggle. I know. It's boring talking about the struggle. It's boring when I'm not talking about sex. It's boring when I'm not touching myself. Well, I'm always touching myself. Even if it's a slight rub of my neck, I like touching myself. We had a charm school class not too long ago. And I hadn't really got into it, but And in class, I was talking about how to just cut it on real quick. And, you know, there's times when you just want to feel your sexy. So, you know, we women, we got some secrets. We, you know, men, we used to seeing them grab their damn dicks all in public and, you know, fondling, act like they moving it over, like it jumped, or acting like it's not there. Like, I'm sure it is. You woke up with him, you slept with him. Ain't nobody slid past you and cut him off. He's still there. But, you know, women, we kind of got an advantage. If you get to that place, chick, don't you know, you can walk a certain way and cause such a friction. Yeah, I said such a friction. That you can go straight into an orgasm. And nobody know what the hell wrong with you. That bitch had a seizure. She sure did. Did you see her? She almost fell. But, you know, she held her balance and she wobbled back and forth. Well, maybe everybody can't do that. But, man, the struggle. I'm telling you. The more you shed light on what you can and cannot do, the easier it is to make decisions on what you want and don't want. I just think it's a huge struggle because I'm trying to find the benefit in being married. Okay, so you say, well, if you're married, then you can screw the same person all the time. You can do that not being married. Well, if you're married, you can get on his benefits and forward. I can still do that nowadays. Hell, they letting homosexuals do it. Why can't I do it? I don't understand. What's the benefit? What's the benefit of being a wife? And I don't know. I'm having one of my fits and one of my moments because I'm starting to think that the word wife is also got somewhere. There's this other translation that we don't know about that says slave. Ugh, I need somebody to come into my life and change my thought process on that. I say, no, baby girl, I got you. I'm going to take it to a next level with you. And you're going to feel secure in each and every aspect of what we do. And until that happens, it's the struggle. It's just the struggle. It's going to be the struggle. You know, it's like I struggle every morning. Do I want to drink coffee or do I want to drink tea? I've been a coffee drinker for so long, but recently, in the past year or so, I've been drinking coffee every day. I ain't gonna lie, my waistline thanks me for it. Yes, it does. I was like, you're looking pretty good, chica. It's all right. I got work to do here, there, and everywhere. I still got saggy titties. It's okay. It's okay, like I've told y'all many times before, and I'm going to say it again. It don't matter when you're naked. If y'all get to the point where your clothes is off, it's going to go down. He going to go down. It's going to go down. It's going to go up, down, in, out. It's going to do everything that you ever desired and wanted it to do. There's no struggle there. There's no struggle. The struggle may be once you turn the lights back on and you have some hardcore decisions like, dude, this just happened. It happened. It happened. Do I have to look at you again? Do we have to call and talk about it? But it happened. And I tell you, there's the struggle. The struggle is to fuck or not to fuck. You know, there's some people in your life right now. Right now, there's some people in your life that are very fuckable. Very fuckable. But you know, if I do this with that, the consequences can outweigh the gain. I never get this fool to stop calling me, to stop hunting me down, stop none of that shit. So, yeah. It's a struggle. Because then, you know, you'd be like, well, I just need to come. I just need to get off. I just need to. And so, you know what? I usually take the easy route and turn on some porn and knock one out real quick. And I'm good. The whole desire, feeling, whatever is over. I seen a meme the other day. And the funny thing about this meme was the chick was saying, you know, it's the one where they be talking to each other two ways or whatever. So she said, hey, The Uber here, round trip is $150. Are you gonna send it to me? And he done turned on Pornhub and went to sleep. Like, you ain't even worth all of that. It's not worth me spending all this extra money and time just to get some booty from you. The struggle. The struggle. What are you struggling with? What are you fighting with? What are you having to make hardcore choices about? That's something to think about. What are you having to make some hardcore choices about? And that is what Tanisha said. All right now.